Hi, this is Rudy Novotny, the voice of America's marathons. We all love how much running has benefited every aspect of our lives, so much so that most of us only wish we'd started sooner. Wouldn't it be wonderful to give the opportunity to children of today? Well, you can. The Morning Mile is a before-school walking and running program that gives children a chance to start each day in an active way while enjoying fun, music, and friends. That's every child, every day. It's also supported by a wonderful system of rewards, which keeps students highly motivated and frequently congratulated. Created by our favorite fitness expert, Fitz Kohler, Morning Milers across the country have run over 2 million miles and are having greater success with academics, behavior, and sports because of it. The Morning Mile is free to the child, free to the school, and is inexpensively funded by businesses or generous individuals. Help more kids get moving in the morning by visiting morningmile.com. Champion the program at your favorite school or find out more about sponsorship opportunities. That's morningmile.com. Long may you run.
The Mickey Miles podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
Hi, this is Adam Britton from Los Angeles, California, and I listen to the Mickey Miles podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 379 of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and with me on the show, number one, is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Hello, Michelle.
I'm number one. We don't look a day older than 360, I think. What do you think?
Maybe.
All right.
Get off my lawn, you pig.
You're holding your fist in the air, shaking it.
Michelle, do you have a shout out?
I do. It's to our friend Jennifer Teague von Hoffman, who is a Mickey Miler and a Disney runner. She has been sidelined for many, many months with all different issues with her feet. So she is actually starting to run again, and we just want to give her three cheers because it is very hard coming back from an injury, and she's been trying. It's been very frustrating for her. So we're happy to have you back starting to run, and we hope to see you at a race soon. She's a Boston buddy too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of buddies, we have our buddy with us, Chris Eliopoulos, from many, many places.
I know.
Hey, Chris.
How do we
want to
introduce you?
Don't even
you, Chris?
Say, just say Chris. I'm okay. Fine. You don't need to pitch and promote just me. Okay, so dun digga dun digga dun digga dun, that's my song. Barracuda
Bonanza?
By Heart.
Oh, okay.
Just because I was thinking of Mike's big heart and mouth.
But he doesn't say heart, he says hot.
Hot.
Yeah.
How do you say Barracuda?
Barracuda.
Barracuda?
Barracuda.
Is that how they say New Hampshire? Barracuda?
Barracuda.
Okay. Just checking.
Oh, and what we were doing the other day is we were checking our email, and we received a request from Run Disney to do a survey on the 2016 Star Wars Half Marathon, the Dark Side Weekend. So we're going to do it together, and we're going to bring you along and have you listen in on the discussions that we go through when deciding how we're going to answer the survey.
So yeah, we're gonna do a group. You and Chris got one. I actually did not get one, so yeah. I've advise you.
I've got mine open, and yeah. I'm like ready to go. So I'll probably read the questions, and we'll respond together.
I think okay. Mike has his open too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mike's got his open too. But yeah. They might not be the same questions because the way you answer it also changes the way it responds.
Right.
So.
Why don't you go first then, Chris?
Okay. Real simple one, which is just to get us going. Please indicate the distance of the races you participated in during Star Wars Half Marathon, the Dark Side Weekend. If you competed in a challenge race or multiple races throughout the weekend, select all that applies. Did you guys do the 5K at all?
No.
No.
Mm-mm. Did you do the 10K?
Yes.
Yeah, we did the challenge.
And the half, right?
Yeah. Okay. And Mike did the Kessel Run.
Nice.
Was that an option?
No.
Did you see on yours?
No.
Okay.
It just had three radio buttons, and you just clicked on the ones that you did. So you could click on two, or you could click on all three.
All right.
Okay. How would you rate your experience at the 2016 Star Wars Half Marathon, the Dark Side weekend? Mike, what did you think? Excellent, very good, good, just okay, or poor?
I'm going to say good, because I think that depending upon, and we've talked about this when we did our review, depending upon where you are in the corrals, I think that the experience would be different. I think that the course was kind of neat. I liked the course. I just think that experience was different depending upon if you were in the first four corrals or the last four corrals. So then I'm also putting into consideration the post-race snafu at the 10K. So overall, I think it wasn't that bad for an inaugural race.
Okay, Michelle?
Well, you know, this is interesting. I don't want to get all geeky here, but part of my job is to do research and work with people on creating surveys. And I think this is a really tough question to answer, because is it asking about just the running? Is it asking about the expo? Is it asking about the whole experience, including the bus ride? Or is it, you know, what are we talking about here? So I'm very cautious about answering this question with a, I don't know what I would say. I would say if we're just talking about the race, I would say very good. If we were talking about everything, including the buses, I might pop it down to just okay, because that kind of influenced. So, yeah, it says the whole weekend. But what about you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. I'm sort of in Mike's vein. I think it was good. The races, I liked how the corrals got off faster. I felt disappointed that there wasn't a lot of Disney characters on the courses. I felt the bus situation was a little iffy, and they should really be better at this by this point. And I felt like it wasn't, other than just having music playing, it wasn't very Star Wars centric, especially out on the big open roads where there was nothing out there. So I'm
going to
give it.
And out of the three of us, you're the biggest Star Wars fan.
Oh yeah, I'm the biggest nerd. So I'm going to give it good as well. And let's move on. What did you like most about the 2016 Star Wars Half Marathon Dark Side Weekend? Be specific.
Okay.
Mike,
go
what
first?
Did you, yeah, why don't you, what did you like the best?
I think the medals were the best thing. I think they were all very, very unique. I thought they were better quality than most of the other medals we've had over the years. I thought they were very good size, and they look pretty special, those. And I think the lanyards were nice too, but I really think the medals was the absolute best thing.
Mm. Very cool, Michelle.
I think that again, I'm probably maybe equal a Star Wars fan as Mike, not as much as you. I thought the shirts were fantastic, and I have found myself wearing those shirts more often coming back just in my regular workouts than my other Run Disney events. I don't know if it's just because it's the most recent race, but I really thought the shirts are really cool. Chris?
Yeah, I agree. The medals were really much better. I loved the spinning. My wife was very excited because she missed out on it with a broken leg for the marathon, the 20th marathon, and she didn't get that spinny medal, and so she was really happy to get one of those. So, yeah, I definitely think that was some of the better parts. The shirts were great. You know, the course wasn't, you know, whatever. Okay, I'll agree with you. The medals and the shirts were good. So what did you like least about the 2016 Star Wars Half Marathon? Michelle, why don't you go first this time? What did you like least?
The bus situation, especially after the 10K. It was a nightmare. We talked about it on the show.
Right.
It was something that will be burned into my memory forever.
Yeah. But you don't normally take the bus, so this was like even doubly troublesome, right?
Well, we had to, because it was a point-to-point race, so
yeah,
even though we had a nice chat with some nice friends, it just, I think, what did we say, it was 2 hours at least for me from the beginning of for getting in line back to my resort. 2 hours.
Mike, would you agree?
Yeah, that's what I have typed in the box, Chris. Bus to Epcot after 10K. Yep.
Yeah, I know you alluded to it, but we on half marathon day, we're at our hotel 25 after 3 waiting for a bus. The bus didn't arrive until 10 to 4. So,
my God.
Yeah, so and the line just grew and grew, and it got to the point where it was standing room only and there were people left behind, which we were at the beach club, which is very close to Wild World of Sports. Right, no, yeah, that's, where did we start? We started at Epcot, right? And, Yeah, it was just doubly troublesome that we had that those kind of issues.
They could have just opened up International Gateway and let you just walk the mile, right?
I would have done it. I wish I could have done it. I wanted to do it. That's what I love doing on the way back from these races when they end in Epcot. So,
yeah, that was really bad for you. I remember you were texting us. We had a Mickey Milers meetup, and we were going to walk to the Krause with you, and you missed it. Yeah,
I missed it all. Yeah, and it was really. I mean, we got there, literally walked straight to the corral, and by the time I got there, they were already doing the national anthem. And the first crew was ready to go. So,
can we talk a little bit about that? You know, we've talked about how they don't let Swan, Dolphin, Boardwalk, Beach, and Yacht Club runners walk through Epcot, but why would they not let them even walk behind the scenes, you know, off stage back there so they won't disturb World Showcase? I don't know.
This race was running through that area. We could, like, you know, people were going to be running through there within, you know, an hour. Why couldn't you just have that open and ready to go? It seems bizarre to me, but all right. Okay. Well,
next one.
All right. How likely are you to recommend the Star Wars Half Marathon to a friend or colleague? 10 being extremely likely, and zero not at all likely. Michelle, you want to go first? Extremely likely, 10, or all the way down to not likely?
I don't know. I would probably just say a little bit more than a 5, a 6, I guess.
6?
Yeah, I expected to see a lot more characters out on the course, and I know that all 3 days there were similar characters. The lines were horrendous. I don't know. I don't know if it was my favorite race.
Right.
It's just personally, it's a tough time of the year for me to get away. But I don't know. I don't know that I'd push people to do that particular one. Mike?
Okay. I think it depends upon the person's expectations, but I'm a firm believer in trying all the Disney races. I think anyone who's interested in doing any run Disney race, I think they should try every single one and see how there is a difference in the experience. So I put down extremely likely that I would recommend.
Wow,
But extremely, like if your friend Luis, who's a runner too, if Luis had not done any run Disney experiences, would it be extremely likely this one would be the one you'd recommend?
I don't know if I would recommend this as being the first one to do, but I would recommend it to someone who I think maybe what they should have done is they should have qualified this. You know, how likely are you to recommend the Star Wars Half Marathon weekend to a friend or colleague who has not done this particular
Disney
event?
Yeah. Right. But questions sometimes
I still
aren't.
Say it would be 10, 9, or an 8 for me.
Yeah, I would say to somebody that enjoys Star Wars or a fan of Star Wars, I would definitely recommend it. I don't know if somebody was down into Star Wars, that it would be one of the ones I would recommend someone. I mean, if I had a friend who was more into Disney, I would say, you know what, stick out of this one. Go to Tinkerbell or go to the Princess or something like that. Or do
the big January race weekend.
Right. Yeah. So I tend to say this is like one if you really love Star Wars.
Yeah.
You got to
do
it. I mean, I had friends who were doing it because they love Star Wars. So I would give them that choice. Okay, next one. What is the likelihood that you will return next year to compete in a race at the 2017 Star Wars Half Marathon, the Dark Side Weekend? Definitely will return. Probably will return. May or may not return. Probably will not return. Definitely will not return. Michael?
I am going to say, I was torn between probably and definitely, but I think I'm going to say definitely because...
Definitely yes or definitely?
Definitely not, and I'll tell you
why.
Oh,
definitely not.
Definitely not, because I've done the light side, I've done the dark side, I've done the Kessel Challenge, I've done it. So that's like off my list. Also, is that there's a possibility that instead of doing that in April, I may want to do Tink in May. So, which I have not done. So that's probably the big deal. Number one, I've done the challenges, and I've never done Tink. So that's why I definitely will not return.
Okay. Michelle?
I'm probably not. I never like to say definitely. There might be a conference in town or something, but I don't think I would sign up for it again. You know, I'm never going to say never, but for next year, I think I would agree, Mike, that I haven't done Tink as well, and if I had to, it's a better time for me in terms of school, so I would say probably will not. Chris?
I probably will return just because, being the Star Wars geek that I am, I will go, and we sort of, in the next year, well, at least next year, we've sort of decided that it's our kid's final year in high school, and we want to spend a bit more time, and the training schedule for a full is going to, would eat up too much time, so we decided we wanted to do one half. We were originally going to do wine and dine, because we loved the way it used to be, which was overnight and the party afterward, and now that they've switched that to a daytime, we had to make a choice of what we wanted to do, and I think we're going to stick with Star Wars, because it's just what I like is Star Wars. So,
that's and you have thing. An awesome wife.
I do. Well, that was a given. So, all right, next question. Considering the race registration fee you paid, Michael, how would you rate the value you received at the 2016 Star Wars Half Marathon Dark Side Weekend? Excellent. Very good. Good. Just okay. Or poor.
What did we pay? $350?
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, they're just asking the registration fee. So we're not talking about hotels. We're not talking about...
Well, that's what I mean. The registration fee was $350, I think.
Right. So
was it $350? Wow. Oh, I was laughing because I thought it was a mistake. I don't remember.
I don't remember the cost.
That's why they make you sign up so far in advance, so you can forget the pain of how much it actually costs.
So, assuming that it was $350, I'm saying just okay.
Just okay. Michelle?
Well, you know, I don't just consider the race. I consider the fact that I ran in three parks, that I got some really cool shirts, got some really cool medals, and the wonderful race announcers that we have, but the safety piece of it, which is something I never worry about at Walt Disney World. I still don't think it's worth that money, but I would give it a good because of that. I just think out of all the races that I've run, and I would say probably right up there with the Boston Marathon, it's probably, you know, every run Disney race, I feel very safe, and I feel like it's welcome and open to everybody. So for that reason, I would say good. Chris?
Yeah, I think I'm in the good. Obviously, we like to see these rates lower. I feel, again, you get some great announcers. You get a fun course that goes through the parks. I wish we had more in terms of Star Wars-centric stuff, especially out on those highways where there's really not much there. The medals were great. The shirts were great. The expo I went through pretty quick. I wish there was a little bit more. I don't think I got value for my money, but I hear what you're saying, Michelle. So I think I'm in the good category with you. All right, let's see. Here's a question. Did your trip to participate in the 2016 Star Wars Half Marathon, the Dark Side Weekend, replace another trip you would have made to the Walt Disney World Resort sometime between October 2015 and October 2016? Did you guys do that? Did you didn't just skip another trip to do this one, did you?
No. We're always there anyway.
I know, right? It's like that annual pass is like...
No, for me, in fact, it was a really inconvenient time for me, as I mentioned. It was a trip just to do that. Yeah, so I would not have gone to Walt Disney World if not for that race.
Okay.
Mike?
Here we go. Mike, did you feel you gave up another...
I think I pretty much, I think that either way, I like to go to the Walt Disney Resort during Flower and Garden. So this was going to be, you know, so we...
Two for the price of one. Then,
yeah, right? yeah, exactly.
All right, this next group of questions, it's all on one page, but it's a rating from excellent, very good, good, just okay, poor, and didn't experience. The list below features various aspects of the 2016 Star Wars Half Marathon, Dark Side Weekend. Please rate your experience with each item on a scale from excellent to poor, if you didn't know that. Okay, so packet and race number pickup. Michelle, excellent, all the way down to poor.
I think it was very good. I think that we got there a little bit later. There was a line, from what I heard from people earlier in the morning, but... The strategy that I don't want to speak for you, Mike, but I think the strategy I have now is to wait, not get there right when it starts, and that works out really well for me.
Mike?
I feel the same way.
Although you had a really long line for packet pickup, you were in line for a half an hour, I was in line for 5 minutes.
But that's, I think that is a, that's a result of just timing. Mm-hmm. If I was there an hour before, maybe the line would not have been.
Yeah, we did the same thing. Every line going up on every number was clear except the one we were going to. So there was like five people in front of us on that one and nowhere else. Everybody else was standing around. So just luck of the draw sometimes. Mm-hmm. All right, Michael, here's the loaded question. Transportation to and from your races to Disney World Resort.
We did not experience that because we used the car.
What about the ride to Epcot? Yeah.
Well, it says transportation to from your race from to your Walt Disney World Resort hotel.
But you did, I mean, with the bus on the way home, right?
All
right,
are you kidding? Yeah. Poor, then. Yeah, I would say poor. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I mean, like I said, our experiences were kind of poor in this one. All other entertainment during the race, excluding characters, example, music, bands, entertainment acts, and even the mile markers. Excellent to poor, Michelle?
I thought the mile markers were cute. I really don't remember. I remember one outside band.
Right.
I don't remember very much else.
More entertainment in Disneyland, I think.
Yeah, there's always more entertainment, extra entertainment in Disneyland. I would say, I'm sorry, I didn't give it a thing. I would say just okay for that.
Mike, same thing? Or you feel it was better, worse?
I said just okay.
Yeah, I felt like they just put, it was almost like they put up a bunch of screens and played video. And like that.
I forgot the videos. Yeah.
You know, that was just about it. That was mostly what you saw, other than a couple of characters. That was all, and then some music playing. And then even under that bridge where they, you know, where they had the smoke going, even that was sort of like, that's it.
Yeah. I thought they could have done a much better job with the music. I mean, Star Wars is so much about the music.
Yeah.
It could have been all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, I listened to the soundtracks while I ran, so.
You did? That was a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The race event guide made available online, distributed at the expo. Mike, what'd you think of the race guide?
I think they do a real good job with the race guide. The only thing I would have done better is I think I would have made the maps a little bit larger, because I think that by having them at the size, at the scale they had, you could not really see some detail that you probably would have found to be helpful.
I think that's a great point. Yeah.
Michelle?
Yeah.
I agree. I don't read it all the time as much as I should, but for some reason, Chris, and maybe you agree with me, I always look at the race etiquette part.
I know, we're nerds that way, right?
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. And it's not reflected so far in the survey. It's not a survey about the participants. But for me, and I would say I started in the first half of the pack, I have never seen people so considerate as I saw in this race. People moving over to the sides.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was the best etiquette race that I've been at. And I don't know if that's a function of people learning how to do it. I just thought everybody was the most polite I've ever seen. Hmm. So that's not a question, but that's what I read in the packet.
It was interesting because I didn't have that experience. I had a lot of people in my way all the time.
You were elbowed too, Mike, right?
Yeah.
What were your thoughts, Michelle, on the family reunion area?
You know, I didn't really pay too much attention to it. I kind of just sit in an area and see friends, and I was waiting for Mike afterwards. I don't even think I saw you. I don't know. We didn't really make a plan, so Mike doesn't run with his phone. So it could have been great. You know, I think if you remember to say, you know, we should know better, but remember to say meet at the letter, whatever, S or something. I don't know. Chris, you were running with Audra, so it wasn't an issue.
Yeah, no. We didn't meet it. Our kids were still asleep by the time we got home, so there was no reunion going on there. You know, it was fine. We got through, you know, they laid out the food, the medals. We got through the gates pretty easily. And the only thing it's hard is that the walk to the buses is rather far and not really pointed out very well when you're trying to leave.
Yes.
So that was a little difficult. But it was pretty good. It was fine. Mike?
I think what they should do is they should have posts with make graphics and have the various Disney characters' faces, and so we can say, hey, I'll meet you under Chip and Dale, or I'll meet you under Goofy, I'll meet you under Pluto.
They'd
I think
have to
they
have
should
that,
do that,
you know, well in advance, tell people that though.
No, but if they say they're going to do that, you know, if they say in the family reunion area, then you say, Michelle, I'll meet you under Goofy, wait for me near Goofy. Why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Something
like that. So I said didn't experience it because I really didn't.
Right, you just kind of walked through. Food and beverage concessions for purchase after the race. Did you guys ever?
No, do, never
didn't,
do.
Didn't
never,
experience. Never
yeah, do. I didn't do that.
The bananas fine for me. Actually, the race boxes. I don't know if that's a thing, but those were better. The food was better.
Yeah, my wife likes the chips and the.
I do too, and I never eat that crap.
I know, right?
Like nachos and like phony cheese, but
yeah, right.
It tasted real. The salt, I think, and then it had Oreos in it too, which is great.
Of course. Mm. How about your character experience during the race, Michelle? Did you experience any of them?
I would say just okay. I very rarely do I queue up for a character, but I really do enjoy watching other people enjoying themselves. I didn't think there were as many as I thought there would be. I thought they would go crazy with this, but
yeah. I mean, I remember at least for the marathon, it was like the beginning was like R2-D2 and Chewbacca was there in the beginning, and then they had the 501st, a bunch of the stormtroopers at one point, then in Animal Kingdom, and then in Hollywood Studios they had Kylo Ren on stage. I didn't even partake. So, Mike, what do you think of the characters?
I didn't partake either. I just observe, and I don't know if there's ever enough for the number of runners who are in the race. And you know, they took steps to have a lot of opportunities before and after the race. And maybe this is something that we're going to see in races to come, that there will be more opportunities for photo ops with the characters before and after the races, but right. Not so during the races.
What do you guys think of the event website, RunDisney.com? Michelle?
Yeah, I still think it's a little kludgy. I think you have to click through too many things to find what you're looking for. Dig down really deep into the menus. There's so much information. I'm not really sure how I would redesign that, but...
Mike?
Overall, yeah.
Yeah, from a usability standpoint, I think it could stand to be a little bit more user-friendly. I think that there should be no more than two clicks, or maybe three at the most, to get to where you want to get to. And sometimes it's hard finding race results. Sometimes it's hard finding the waivers and stuff. So I think they should consider changing it. The problem is that they've been using the same one for years to come, so there would be a learning curve.
Yeah.
So they would have to be very, very careful trying to figure out how to improve it. But, I mean, it's okay, but it could be better.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely feel like you have to dig around to find what you need, and some people get lost. Because I have friends who ask me, how do I, you know, get, you know, what's it called when you follow the runners, the number.
The tracking.
Tracking. And mm-hmm. They never know where to find it. It's hard to mm-hmm. find. They're not mm-hmm. sure, that kind of stuff. But, what do you guys think of the Run Disney preparation pre-arrival emails? They're fine, right?
I think they do the trick. Yeah, they're fine.
They're good.
Very good.
Yeah, I'm not. They ask about the finisher's medal and the shirts, and I think Michelle and I agree that they were excellent. Mike, what was your take on the medals?
I had them excellent as well.
Okay.
For the shirts too, Mike?
Shirts too, yeah.
Your Disneyland shirt. I mean, it's not. We're not talking about that race, but... Your the Disneyland shirts are awesome too.
Yep.
And here's a big one: course layout and route. Mike, what do you think of the course this time? I know you probably discussed it on the previous episodes.
I think the course is fine. I really think that there are two areas that I have issue with, but I don't know what they would do. And one is that I think it's somewhat narrow in some areas, mm-hmm. especially along Boardwalk. And, of course, we can't go on without mentioning the dirt path in World of Sports.
Gravel right. path.
If I had Fraser Crane's voice, the dirt path. You know? So those two I have an issue with. Other than that, I thought it was very good.
Michelle?
I liked it because of the three parks. I thought that was really cool. The gravel path doesn't really bother me as much as it bothers Mike. But I think the idea... is that you get to go into three parks is kind of neat, especially if you're not running the marathon, which is the only other time you get to do that, aside from Wine and Dine.
Yeah.
What about you?
I felt this route was a lot more, felt like it was on an incline through most of the race. At least that was, at least my wife and I felt that way. I don't know if you guys felt that way. I felt like there was a lot of uphill running.
Mm-mm.
No? You're wrong.
Okay.
So... Now, we did give them, why did you give a rating of just okay for all the entertainment during the race, excluding characters? They're asking specifics. So we pretty much gave the specifics, right?
Yeah, we did.
Let's see. We'll just tell them not much.
Yeah. So Mike's on a – you're in a different question,
well,
right?
Well, I skipped through what Chris said. Yeah, what I did is I just put no comment. Just okay means it's just okay. You know, I can't when I say just okay, it means it's not enough or it's not good enough.
Now, here's the loaded question, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
Did you encounter unreasonable amounts of crowding or congestion at any time on the course?
The only problem I have with this question is that it doesn't say definitely yes.
Yeah, it doesn't say give us specifics where.
Yeah.
Well, yet. We don't know. The next question could be.
It should be a bulleted list that I could list all the areas that was. But definitely yes, unreasonable amounts of crowding. Now, here's the question. Why did they ask this question?
Because they must know the answer.
Yeah, and they must have had some thoughts about, some areas of this is going to be, it's in reverse of the January marathon course. So, mm-hmm. Maybe that first 3K or 5K is going to be an issue, and it was.
And I had no unreasonable congestion.
Really?
Did you, Chris?
No.
I had all the groupies.
I did.
I had no time that I had to stop running. Never.
It wasn't so much that, it was weird. It was just, I was trying to explain to people, imagine trying to run down your local sidewalk with, 500 people around you.
Yeah.
There were points, I felt coming up along the bay, heading up to Hollywood Studios was really tight. And where I was, there were so many people. And, you're barely into the race and people were walking already. And they were, walking four and abreast. And we were having a real hard time trying to just keep, a pace because there were just so many people around. People were up on the grass. People were going around cones just trying to alleviate some of the congestion. So, and there were a few other spots, which would lead me into the next question, which was, how often during the race did you encounter this unreasonable crowding congestion? Constantly, frequently, occasionally, once or twice? Michelle, you didn't experience that
zero times. I never had a problem because I was in Corral A. So.
You can't say zero. You have to say that twice.
I was not.
No. I didn't. I just honestly, I don't know what it was. I guess I was just in a happy bubble for this one. Mike, what about you?
I said frequently. It wasn't constant, but it was frequent.
Yeah, I felt the same way. I mean, there was times where it was wide open, which was great, but there were definitely a number of times where I felt like, sometimes going around corners in the parks, it was tight because there were just so many people trying to make that bend, and it just made me nuts. Oh, speaking of which, did the crowding or congestion you encounter affect your enjoyment of your race experience? Michelle, obviously not at all. Mike, did it affect? Yes, a lot. Yes, a little. No, not much. No, not at all.
A lot. I'd say a lot.
Yeah, I agree with you. Here's one. Which corral did you start your race? Do you remember? I don't remember I think I remember. I remember they put me in H for some reason. I felt it was farther back than I was normally supposed to be.
No, I was...
You were in H, Michelle. Mm. You were one ahead of me.
Mm. No, I thought it was in G.
Maybe you were in G.
Yeah, it was weird. My wife and we based our numbers on our past race, and we finished together. And she was placed in Corral G, and I was Corral H, and I have no clue why. And, she stuck with me for these corrals, but it just – I felt like it was a slower pace than we had run the last time. So it was a very strange choice. So next question. Did you pre-order from the select commemorative merchandise items? Did you guys order anything?
Never do. But one listener did point out that corrected us that you could order some Run Disney merchandise ahead of time online. I didn't do any of that.
Yeah. Right. So obviously, where did you shop or browse for Run Disney or race-related merchandise during the 2016 Star Wars Half Marathon Dark Side Weekend? The official Run Disney shop? The vendor exhibitor booth at the expo? Neither? Or I didn't visit the expo at all. Well, we were there at the expo, but...
Did visit the expo.
I went to the Run Disney shop. I just for podcast sake, I have so many Ray shirts that I just cannot justify buying any more stuff. So,
right.
I don't know. Did you buy anything, Chris?
No. It's funny. I had some friends who went in early and they were doing the 5K. And so they arrived the day before and they were going to be first. And they were like, look, we'll get any of the commemorative stuff that you want because, it usually goes fast.
Yeah.
And I just looked at the stuff. I wasn't really impressed too much with it, so I didn't even ask them to do anything. We went in, got our bibs, and were out the door before we even looked at anything. But Mike, you didn't. Did you buy anything, Mike?
No, we you know, again, I like to walk up and down to see what's going on, maybe see a couple of people I know. Mm-hmm. And you never know when you'll find something interesting that you would not necessarily find at your local running store. So right. I did go into the Run Disney merchandise area to look for maybe if they had a Kessel Run running hat, I think I would have purchased it, but they didn't. They had others, and they were like real expensive, so I don't recall the last time I actually purchased anything down there.
Rate your overall experience at the Run Disney Health and Fitness Expo. What'd you guys think? Excellent, very good, good, just okay, poor?
It's just okay for me. Yeah, it was fine.
Wasn't anything crazy. Interesting. When planning your April trip, what did you arrange first? Your theme park tickets, room accommodations, or race registration? Well, so we include annual passes, so that obviously we had ahead of time.
It's always race registration for us, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, but we already have our annual passes, which we buy ahead of time, right? I don't know. How would you answer that? But
well, we have to go with what you know we have, so.
Right. Please rank the following four attributes in terms of what was the most influencing factor for you in deciding where to stay for the Star Wars Half Marathon. Location, proximity, closest to the race event, amenities at the hotel, price of the hotel, or availability of transportation to and from race events. So what was most important to you, Mike? Was it location, the hotel, the cost of the hotel, or the transportation?
Boy, that's a good question. I would say, I'd say location for this particular race.
Yep. We got our tickets through our travel agent, MEI and Mouse Fan Travel, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
On a scale from 0 to 10, how interested would you be in purchasing a Run Disney package that would give you guaranteed access to race registration? There's an interesting question.
Oh, brother.
Isn't that a tough one? The package bundle would include all the following: a room at Walt Disney World, theme park tickets, and race registration fee. So you would be guaranteed a spot, and we all know we're racing like idiots to get through, and there have been so many issues lately about getting through. Yeah. Michelle, would you be extremely interested or not interested at all, anywhere in between?
Not interested, because I have Disney Vacation Club.
Right, but if you wanted to guarantee a race and you were afraid you weren't going to get it in, would you do something like this?
Well, here's the thing. For me, I go to so many races, it would not rock my world if I didn't get into one. So...
But some people would. Some people.
Yeah, I know. I'm not speaking for everybody. I think it might be a good thing to have. I just think it's a slippery slope, and there might be opening up a can of worms, if I can use many other idioms here.
Keep going.
Because it might be opening Pandora's box.
Yeah.
I just
keep going.
I don't know. I just think these things that require you to do one thing to receive another. Like, I don't know, it just rubs me the wrong way. I would like to have the choice be mine as to how I get the room and everything else. But I know I'm not probably the typical Run Disney runner. Mike?
So let's say they offered a package, and let's say you went for it, and let's say you had to defer. What do you do? We already know what hoops you have to jump through to defer. So this would really add a wrinkle. So I'm climbing on Michelle's back with this.
Get off my back, Mike.
With slippery slope thing, Chris. And I know that this has been talked about, and we may actually see this fairly soon. The other thing is that I would like this only if there was a menu option. That is, in the past when I have taken a shot at free dining, I have been able to change a few things so that I could... instead of having to buy a whole bunch of tickets, just buy one, whatever. So if there was some kind of a menu option where I could customize it,
right,
that might be a consideration. But there's so many questions. So I would say not at all interested right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird. Then it gets you into this whole thing. Guaranteeing a slot is important, but would people be willing to pay extra just for that? Like, you know, it's almost like a fast pass add-on. You know, like, you know how they were talking about, like, if you stay at a deluxe hotel, you might get better fast passes or more fast passes.
Right. Like that. Yeah, you know, that's exactly what ran through my mind with that question.
It's that feeling of they know everybody's racing at the last minute. You know, at the as soon as it hits 12 o'clock, everybody's jumping online and trying to get their tickets. People are missing out. And if you knew you didn't have to go through that stress, how much would you pay for that thing? I just don't need the hotel. I've got a travel agent who gets me a great rate. I don't need park tickets because I've got annual passes.
So I think it rubs me the wrong way, just like premium parking.
Right.
But, you know, there's some people who want premium parking. I don't know. To me, it's another way to make the prices go up and gouge people. So.
Yeah, they're always looking for the next.
Yeah, maybe I'm just being too cynical. I don't know. Yeah. I don't think I'm a cynical person, but
I know I'm mulling it over in my head, and I'm just going. You're like you said, it's a slippery slope. Once you start doing that, and like, I mean, I know we get in ahead of time as AP and DVC owners. You get in early, and you get then there's a limited amount on those as well, and you sort of feel like you've got a leg up on that one. But imagine if they said, okay, the registration fee is $350 plus. If you give us an extra $100 a ticket, we'll get you guaranteed ahead of time.
Right.
Would you do that? Like, you know, if it was something that was that important to you?
When does it stop, though? So then it's going to be like you get like a premium bus to the start line. You get to get right. Cut the line and or you get the first buses back to your hotel room. Or
I bet a lot of people would go for this, though. Yeah. They don't want to deal with the angst of registering, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly. But they could put prices on everything now too.
Right.
We're going to let your corral go off first.
Right.
You know, do you want to be in a separate category corral? Do you want to get pushed front line for pictures, like a fast pass for pictures?
Right.
I mean, I hope they never get to the point where they say you pay an extra $10 if. You could pick your own corral. Like everybody would go with A, which would be stupid because you're going to get killed in A. And that's not fair to the elite runners. That's
no,
not
I don't
fair
think that
to
that
So I hope they never do that, you know.
But I mean, there are things they could, you know, you get a wristband to go get, you know, a special line for maybe they have characters that are only for people who have the wristbands now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, they could go to town on this kind of stuff, you know, in terms of charging. And they're already charging. An awful lot. I think we've all said that we felt it was a little overpriced for what you get for it. Mm. You know, not adding in the hotel stay and the transportation and meals and all that kind of stuff. So crazy. The rest of the survey is more demographic stuff. So I think that's pretty much it. Any final thoughts, Michelle, about the survey? Was it annoying?
It was helpful? Questions? I guess, you know, I can see from the other end how I think in the past I've done surveys like this and I have seen changes made. So I think that they do pay attention to these data. I think that, I just think they have to be really, really careful about the way that they're increasing prices on everything. And so I think that everybody who I know who's in the Run Disney community always looks at the people pass surveys on and send us screenshots and things like that. And I think we're always looking at it with a critical eye, like, what does that question mean? And what do they really mean by that? And how are they going to use this information? I think they have used it in the past for good. And I think that one of the things that I'm hoping to see is a difference in the congestion.
Definitely.
But I don't know. Mike?
I think when you do a survey like this, it's to improve the product or the service. I think it's to come up with a win-win kind of a decision. And I think that if they're using it for that reason, for the customer experience, I'm all for it. But if they're using it for other purposes, which we pretty much know they are, then I'm kind of skeptical of it. I even when I received it, I don't know about you, Chris, but when I received it, I thought, what do they want to know now so they can figure out how to make more money?
Yeah.
And again, that's cynicism, but we've seen, I mean, it's the last 10 years, the price of the half marathon has gone up $100 at least, or whatever, maybe even more. So it's with a cynical eye that I look at these surveys.
Yeah. I think there are two questions, like you said, that intrigued me about this whole survey. The one about congestion, which means that they understand and they realize that there have been a lot of complaints about it. It's not just about I couldn't get through because there's somebody there. There is such a potential for injury in those areas that they have to pay attention to this one. And I understand there's limited space where they can set these courses to go, but then they have to figure out what to do in terms of securing a wider area to run in. And the other one, obviously, being the fact that they were looking at a guarantee, that scares me in that, like, you're not ever going to be able to get into a race anymore unless you get it guaranteed moving forward if they decide to go down that route. So it's scary and hopeful all at the same time. So,
well, this is a good idea, Chris.
Well, thanks for joining me on my survey.
Yeah, I just had some final thoughts that I think that if anybody out there got the survey, I really encourage you to honestly and completely fill it out and be honest so that, you know, they do have some indication, especially if you had an issue with any part of the race weekend. So I think, again, this was a good idea. So just wanted to leave that
thought. Let us know what you think. Send an email. What's the email?
Questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com.
I'm going to keep saying that because I'd love to hear what people's thoughts, especially on those two points, what they would feel. So,
yeah. So for Chris Aliopoulos and for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/mickeymilespodcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/mickeymilespod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@mickeymilespodcast.com, and we'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.